Okay, so that was the sad one, but the pick-me-up was that not long after that, I was on Facebook, and I did my pathetic post about being in the rain and down by the railroad tracks, and I'm getting wet. But then there was somebody on my Facebook feed that said, stud, on there.
So everybody said, stud.
Now that, you know, that's quite a reach, actually, but you know what? I went with it. So this one's called Love Song 2. You know, you can write a love song too. You don't have to do all this sad stuff. Guess you could say need a spark. You're finding a battery box. Well, Kelly and I like to do a lot of these big trips, you know. We'll get out there, and she takes pictures. She's a great photographer, and during COVID, we thought that was a wise thing to do too. Maybe, you know, maybe some people didn't think it was wise to travel, but we thought, go out in the desert. Who are you gonna hurt out there? And we'd find the occasional campground, and one day we found a campground, and somebody was playing banjo, and it sounded really good. It was like a you know, like an oxymoron. You know, the banjo sounded fantastic. Man. But part of that, I apologize. No. Nope. And there was an accordion. It sounded good too. No, no. Anyway, so it just occurred to us that sometimes it's just great to be out on the road. And, you know, when you are traveling and you're in the slow lane, life's pretty good. You can be going 75, 80 miles an hour in the slow lane. You're still getting along pretty good there. But the point is not to really necessarily rush it. So this tune's called Slowly.
Thank you.
thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Cliff and Connie over here. Kelly Toombs here on mandolin. I'm Jim Dyer. What a great thing you're doing. Thank you so much.